今天要和大家一同来思想的题目叫做力量何处使。
Today we're going to think about the question, where does strength come from?
最近我们有一个系列就叫何处使系列。
Lately we have a series, it's about where does it come from?
我们有看了喜乐何处使喜从何来。
We look at where did joy come from?
平安从何而来。
Where did the peace come from?
今天我们要看力量是从何而来。
Today we're going to look at where does the strength come from?
那这篇信息是接续前一段我们曾经有讲过的另外一个信息，叫做人的力量与神的大能。
Today's message is continued from the previous message, is about God's power and human strength.
因为我们英文堂的弟兄姊妹那一次不在，所以在这里做一个简单的复习。
Because the English congregation was not here, so I'm going to give a brief review.
在那篇信息当中呢，我们曾经有给大家介绍有一个叫做世界大力士比赛。
In that message, I told you about the World Strongest Man Competition.
那这个大力士比赛呢，是起源于美国。
The competition started in America.
那他这个比赛的项目还挺多的。
There are many different items in this competition.
有这个搬运拖动这个铁钻。
There's a competition to move a heavy metal.
然后呢，力举圆木。
Lift up a very big heavy log.
然后用强力来拉动大的货车。
And use strength to pull a very big up a pickup.
举起大桶，还有一个特别的，就是有一种叫做 Apollo Stone， 圆圆的大的巨石，把它给抱起来。
Also lifting the Apollo Stone is a very round and heavy stone.
那有一年最夸张，这个比赛的项目是来拖动波音飞机。
One year is very strange. They want a competitor to haul the Boeing airplane.
那当然，每一项的比赛呢都有冠军。
Every competition has a champion.
那其中这一项呢，人家认为是最挑战你的这个力量到底真实性有多大的。
The most challenged one is this one.
这个叫做 deadlift, 就是一个杠铃摆在那里，你就直接把它就让提起来。
It's a deadlift to lift a barbell.
对，力量够大你就拉得起来，力量不够大就拉不动。
If you are strong enough, you can lift it. If not, you cannot.
那在2020年的这个冠军创下纪录的是一个冰岛人。
In 2020, the champion is a person from Iceland.
那么呢，他这个举起来的这个重量是501公斤半吨。
He can lift 501 kilogram, which is half a ton.
1104磅的重量。
Is 1,004 pounds.
Yeah. 那么有人说这个比赛显明人的能力有多么大。
Some people say this competition show how strong people are.
但是我各位从另外一个角度来看，实际上这个比赛是显明人的软弱。
But on the other aspect, I want to say it is show how weak people are.
怎么讲呢？
How does it come?
首先一个。
The first one.
对我而言啊，这么一个瘦瘦矮矮的人。
For me as a thin person.
你知道这个1100磅重的这个杠铃呢，跟一座山没有什么区别。
1100 pound barbell is the same as a mountain.
一座山我动不了它。
I cannot move a mountain.
这个1100磅杠铃呢，纹丝不动。
1100 pound barbell, I cannot move it a bit either.
那么这个冠军赛就表明啊，对全世界所有的人而言，无一例外的。
So this competition shows that for everyone in this world, no one is exception.
你只要有一个1200磅重的杠铃，与一座山都没有区别。
A barbell that's 1200 pound is the same as a mountain.
这世界上没有任何一个人能够动得了它。
No one in this world can move it.
我们的人就是这么有限。
We humans are so limited.
那今天呢，我们一同要来思想诗篇118篇。
So today we're going to think about Psalm 118.
啊，那诗篇118篇里面就讲到我们人的力量是从何而来。
In Psalm 118, it talks about where our human strength come from.
那首先呢，先跟大家分享一点啊，英文叫做 fun fact 啊，就是比较有意思的一些事实。
I'm going to share with you some fun facts.
这个呢也是跟今天我们的这个主题是相关的。
It's related to the topic we're talking about.
那这个投影呢是英文啊，我们就用中文来解释啊。这是20多年以前我还在神学院读书的时候。
This is about 20 years ago. I was in a seminary.
那时候还没有社交媒体啊，就是这个电邮，我的同学他们有在这传的一个有意思的事情。
This at that time there's no social media, so my friends passed to me by email.
首先有一些的事实这个都是真的啊。我想弟兄姊妹也知道，圣经里面最长的一章是哪一章
？Do you know what's the longest chapter in the Bible？
有人知道吗
？Anybody know？
哎 ，Psalm 119诗篇一百。
Psalm 119。
那么圣经里面最短的一章是哪一章
？It's the shortest chapter in the Bible。
Psalm 117。
诗篇117。
只有两节。
Only two verses。
那好，那圣经里面一共有多少章？有人知道吗
？How many chapters in the Bible？
1189章。
1189 chapters。
所以在圣经里面呢，就有一章一定是这个 middle chapter 正中间的那一章。
So there's one middle chapter in the Bible.
好，那么以前二十多年以前就有人这样说说圣经里面最中间的那一章是哪一章呢
？So 20 years ago, there's a person talk about the middle chapter of the Bible.
就在最短的和最长的那两章中间
，It's between the longest chapter and the shortest chapter，
就是诗篇118篇
，And it is chapter 118 of Psalm。
那么说，诗篇118篇前面有594章，诗篇118篇后面有594章。
So there's 594 chapters before Psalm 118， and there's the same number of chapters after Psalm 118。
那好，那么圣经中间的那一节是哪一节呢
？So what's the middle verse of the Bible？
他们说，那么就在诗篇118篇里面。
So it's in Psalm 118。
整本圣经不是1189章吗
？The whole Bible has 1189 chapters。
所以呢，它就是 Psalm 118， 然后一个冒号是 9。
So it's Psalm 118 and dash。Verse
9. 那么这一节讲的是什么呢
？What does this talk about？
等一下，我们还会再看。
We'll look at it.
它是投靠耶和华，强似依赖王子。
It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in the princes.
就是诗篇118篇第九节。
In Psalm 118, verse 9.
哦，那个读起来觉得很奇妙。
It's so wonderful to read it.
原来还有这样的巧合。
So such a coincidence.
不过有一点啊。
But there's one point.
我们知道在网络上面流传的呢，半真半假。
So we know that news pass on the internet may be true, may not be true.
就像今天啊，今天我们都不是电邮了，我们今天有什么？有微信。
So we have WeChat today.
在微信上，我们也同样今天传了很多很多的不同的消息。
We also pass so many information on WeChat.
那就像有的人讲我记得以前我妈妈过来探亲的时候，她就讲一句话，我觉得也很有意思啊。她说
I remember when my mom came to visit me, and she said something very interesting.
她说这个微信呢，你就微微的信。
She said that WeChat, you just trust a little bit. WeChat, we a bit.
那当时我收到这个电邮20多年以前呢，我这个人比较死脑筋呢。
When I received this email 20 years ago, I'm a very serious person.
我就真的去数去了。
I went and checked the numbers.
一卷一卷书，把它每一卷书有多少章，我都给加起来。
I checked every chapter in each book. I added up.
数完以后呢，我发现虽然讲的这个事情好像是很美 amazing 啊，但是算错了。
After I check it, I found out they did it wrong.
其实圣经中间的一章不是诗篇118篇。
So、the middle chapter of the Bible is not Psalm 118.
是哪个呢？是最短的那一章，就是诗篇117篇。
It is the shortest chapter in the Bible, Psalm 117.
那诗篇117篇只有两节。
Psalm 117 only have two verses.
也不要说哪个是 middle verse 了，一起来读诗篇117篇。万国啊，你们都当赞美耶和华，万民啊，你们都当颂赞他，因为他向我们大施慈爱，耶和华的诚实存到永远，你们要赞美耶和华。那 Psalm 117, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, love him, all you peoples.For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. 那么当然我们知道圣经这些章节都是后来的人所画出来的。
We know that all the separation of chapters and books is by later people, not at, when they write the Bible.
这个本身并不是圣灵所默示所感动的。
It's not breathed by the Spirit.
但是这些的内容还是挺有趣的。
But it's very, the content is very interesting.
那今天呢，我们就要一起来看一看所谓的这个圣经的中间一章，就是118篇。
So we are going to look at the so-called the middle chapter of the Bible, Psalm 118.
首先，我们从人的力量和神的大能的对比，我们能够知道什么
？So from the contrast of human strength and God's power, what can we learn?
第一点，我们知道人的力量是很有限度的。
First, we learn that human strength is limited.
第二点，我们也知道世界的力量是非常的强的。
The second point is worldly power is very strong.
这里我们指的力量还不单单只是说我能够提起来多重的杠铃。
The power we're talking about is not only lifting a barbell.
这里面是我们人心中的这个力量。
It's talking about the strength inside of heart.
我们在面对艰难困苦的时候
When we face hardship.
在面对来自世界的打击挑战的时候
When we facing attacks from the world.
还有我们在和罪恶争斗的时候
We're fighting with evil things.
我们的力量到底有多大
How strong is our power?
我们人是很有限度
We are very human, are very limited.
而同时我们面对那强敌世界的力量似乎是那么的强大
But the strength of the world seems to be very strong.
那第三点，我想可能是很重要的，就是人的软弱当中才能够显出神的大能来。
The third point is very important is that God's power is shown through human weakness.
Really right. 每次当我们人自己在那里炫耀说我能够做我能够做的时候。
When we boast that we can do this, we can do that.
如果你说你自己有力量。
If you say I am strong,
那么神就说那你就去做吧。
Then God will say you go ahead and do it.
神的大能就不在我们的生命当中去彰显。
And God's power is not shown through our weaknesses.
好，那因着我们所知道的这三点
，Because we know these three points,
我们要有三个结论。
We have three conclusions.
第一个，我们首先要谦卑。
First one is we need to be humble.
第二点，这个世界的力量非常的强大，那我们呢，要去跟这世界去征战。
The world power is really strong, but we need to fight against it.
我们不是就像这个世界去投降。
We are not just surrendering.
那第三点，我们也要寻求。
The third one is we are looking and finding.
寻求神的力量，寻求神的大能。
We're seeking God's power and God's strength.
所以这三点帮助大家容易记。我们都是以这个 FI 来开头。
So, help us to remember this. We all start with SI.
FI. 第一点，我们要承认 we are finite.
The first is we are finite.
第二，我们 we are fighting.
The second one is 我们征战。
第三，number three, we are finding.
This, 第三，我们要寻求。
We are finding God's power.
我们寻求神的力量。
在教会历史上有这么一个故事。
This is a story in church history.
那这个故事呢，跟《使徒行传》第三章、第四章是有关系。
The story is related to Acts 3 and 4th chapter.
这个故事在上个礼拜我们 Vacation Bible School 也跟小朋友们讲过。
We also told this story to the children in VBS.
我们这一次的暑期圣经营，每个故事都跟彼得有关。
All the stories we talk about in VBS are related to Peter.
那我们小朋友们，我们的这个 Youth Helper 大人啊，老师们都知道。我们有一天就讲到这个彼得啊，在《使徒行传》第三章，他们进入圣殿、进入那个美门之前呢。
So, we talk about Peter. One day is he is going to the sanctuary, go through the gate of beauty gate.
那么这个美门门口就有一个生来是瘸腿的人。
And there's one person was born lame.
那这个生来瘸腿的人很可怜，他就在那里讨饭要钱。
This person is sitting there and begging.
那彼得就跟他说了一句话。
And Peter told him.
他说：“金和银我都没有。”
He said, "Silver and gold I have none."
为我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command you, arise and walk.
啊，我们孩子们都记得这个故事。
All the children remember the story.
我们大人弟兄姊妹很多也读过这个故事。
And all the adults read the story.
那这也表明在初代教会的时候，教会确实什么都没有，金也没有，银也没有，而且受尽逼迫。
And it shows that in the early days of the church, there's nothing. They don't have gold, they don't have silver, and they were persecuted.
那头三个世纪都受到逼迫，后来君士坦丁大帝改教，那么教会浮出水面。
So the first 300 years they were persecuted, but then Constantine reformed the church, and then church rise up.
那再后来呢，就天主教就建立了。
And then established the Catholic Church.
啊，那天主教后来他就非常有钱。
And the Catholic Church is very wealthy.
那有一次呢，这个教皇就把当时代的一位非常有名的神学家叫 Thomas Aquinas.
This one time, the Pope asked.Philosopher, theologian Thomas Aquinas to come to him.
那他就跟这个阿奎那斯呢，就看说，你看现在我们教廷，这么有财富。
He's telling Aquinas that, see, our church is so wealthy.
对，现在我不用再说金和银我都没有了。
Now I don't need to say silver and gold I have none.
那阿奎那斯听了以后说，教皇是的。
Aquinas said, after heard this, he said.
你不用再说金和银我都没有了。
You don't need to say, gold and silver I have none.
但是你现在也没有能力再说我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走了。
At the same time, you don't have the ability to say, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazareth, I command you stand up and walk.
在教会历史中，我们常常看到这样一个教训。
We see many times in the church history this kind of lessons.
当我人去夸耀自己的能力、自己的财富、自己的知识、自己的智慧、聪明的时候
，When a person starts to boast his own talent, his wealth, and ability,
神的大能不能够彰显
，God's power cannot be manifested.
因为我们人里面有很多的骄傲
，Because there's so much pride in human.
我们再靠自己的本事来做事情
，When we depend on our own ability to do things.
在最近这几年，我们教会的福音工作。
In the past few years, our evangelical work.
我们感谢神，神给我们许多的恩典。
We give thanks to God because He blesses us abundantly.
在过去这三年多，都是在疫情的里面。
In the past few years, we were passing through the COVID time.
我们知道好多的教会，不管是华人的教会，是西人的教会。
We know many churches, not could be American church or Chinese church.
很多都是在一种英文叫 maintenance mode.
They are only 保持现状。
就是这个维持生存，对，保持现状。那人数这个奉献这个事工都在紧缩。
So the number of people, the ministry is only dwindling down.
你知道有不少的教会就是因着疫情关了门到现在都还没有开啊。
So many church,
开不了了。
Many church because of COVID, they closed the church and now they still cannot open.
那也有很多的教会有许多内部的纷争。
And many church have internal struggling.
教会受到很大的亏损。
Church endure a great loss.
那么在过去这三年当中
In the past 3 years,
神祝福我们 CCMC。
God blessed CCMC.
我们在2020年感恩节，我们是在疫情当中开始了凯瑞堂的支堂的工作。
In 2020 Thanksgiving, we started CCMC Cary during COVID.
我们支堂一个教会两个堂，大家是一家。
We planted the church, two churches, but we are one family.
一起来同心侍奉。
We work together to serve God.
我们有三福的事工。
We have three E's.
我们带领意义啊，
意
义啊，哎呀，那我们带领很多人信主。
We led a lot of people to Christ.
我记得那时候开始职堂之前。
I remember before we planned the church.
德恩堂有弟兄姊妹就在那里担心。
Some brothers in Doran Church was worried.
说我们职堂出去，人也拆出去了，钱也拆出去了，到凯威那边。
We planned the church. We send people. We send money.
那么我们这个 Durham 这边就要受亏损。
Then the Durham church would take loss.
但是我们说凭信心。
But we say we do this based on our faith.
如果我们做在神的心意里面。
If we do this in God's will.
那缺少的人，神会再给你补上来。
People move out, but God will bring new people in.
缺少的奉献，拆出去的钱，神也会帮你补上来。
We send money out, but God will send more money in.
那是疫情当中啊。
That's during the COVID.
但是我们的神是很信实的。
Our God is a faithful God.
真的是这样子。
It is true. It happened.
现在我们 CCMC 如果从聚会人数几个月以前看，好像我们人数也几乎加倍，奉献也不但没有减少，还更多。
So, from the number of people is almost doubled in the past few months, and the contribution increased a lot.
然后三月，今年三月十六到十八号，我们开始有教会历史上第一次的福音营。
This year, March 16 to 18, we have the first evangelical camp in our church history.
专门面向学生的。
It's focused on students.
有从北卡本地各处来，还有远到从纽黑文从耶鲁来的一位同学还信主了。
There are people from local North Carolina, there are also a student from Yale, and he accepted Christ.
当我看到教会这个发展，这些神的祝福的时候
，When I see the development of church and see God's blessing,
有一点要非常非常的小心。
We need to be very, very careful.
我们忽略了。
We neglected.
我自己忽略了。
I neglected.
虽然口上我们说归荣耀给神
，Even though We say, give glory to God.
我们心里面沾沾自喜。
But we were very powerful in our hearts.
就自满了。
We're self-satisfied.
看我们做得多好。
See how good we have done.
看我们多有能力。
See how capable we are.
看现在我们的人越来越多。
See how many more people we have now.
信主的人越来越多。
The more people accept Christ.
事工在各处发展。
The ministry is expanding.
我们拆派短宣队到这里，我们拆派短宣队到那里。
We send short-term mission to here and there.
在不知不觉当中，甚至我们在偷窃神的荣耀。
Unknowingly, we are stealing God's glory.
就放松了警惕，忘记了警醒。
We are so relaxed, we forget to be alert, vigilant.
你知道吗？福音营的第二天。
Do you know that the second day of the evangelical camp?
3月19号
March 19th.
在我们教会德恩堂开会员大会。
We have a congregational meeting in Durham Church.
突然一下，很多的问题都暴露出来。
All of a sudden, all the problems came out.
原来我们说，你看别的教会有这个问题，别的教会有那个问题。
Originally, we said, see that church has this problem, that the other church has that problem.
你看我们挺好的，我们没有这样的问题。
You see, we are very good. We don't have those problems.
当你这样自满的时候，这个问题就临到你。
When you are so proud, the problem came to you.
让你无所遁形，让你没有办法去骄傲。
Make you no place to hide and make you cannot be proud.
这个功课学到了。
We learned this lesson.
求神怜悯。
We asked mercy from God.
人永远不可以在神的面前去沾沾自喜。
We cannot be proud before God.
去自满，去炫耀。
to feel certified to boast ourselves.
你知道，在教会里面，我们常常说一句话。
In church, we often say something.
当福音工作兴旺的时候。
When the evangelical work is expanding.
那撒旦恶者就去攻击你。
The Satan, the evil one, will attack you.
Yeah.这是好多的教会很多的传道人都经历的一件事情。
This is the same experience for many church and many pastors.
那你知道为什么福音工作兴旺撒旦就攻击吗？
Do you know why when evangelical ministry is expanding, then attack from evil ones?
那一方面当然呢，恶者不愿意看到更多人悔改，不愿意看到教会兴旺发展。
Of course, in one way, the evil one doesn't want to see the church evangelical meeting evangelical ministry expanding, they don't want church to expand.
还有一方面有人里面自己的问题。
The other side is the problem in human hearts.
当我福音工作一兴旺的时候，我们就骄傲。
When the evangelical ministry is expanding, then we are proudful.
我们就放松。
We are relaxed.
我们就失去了那种警惕性、警觉性。
We lost the vigilant and alert.Attitude.
当你不在那里守望的时候，恶者偷偷的就来了。
When you are not watching, the evil ones will come.
所以我们要谦卑，我们要征战，我们要寻求神的能力。
So we need to be humble, we need to fight, and we need to seeking God's power.
那我们如何寻求神的能力呢？在这里我们看到至少有四点我们可以学习。
So how do we look, see God's power? There are four points we can learn.
第一点，我们要一起来赞美我们的主，我们的神。
The first one is we need to praise our God.
每一次当人发自真心的去赞美主、赞美神的时候，神的能力就临到。
We truly came from our heart to praise God, then God's power come down to us.
刚才我们都读过这个经文啊，我们在这里就不再去读。
We read this verse before, so we're not going to read it now.
啊，那在顺境当中，我们赞美神，这是比较容易的，对不对？
When everything is smooth, you praise God, it's very easy.
当我们称谢神的时候，就想到神给我们这各种各样的恩典，我们就自然去感谢他。
So when we give thanks to God, we think all the blessings that He gave us, so we naturally we thank Him.
弟兄姊妹，我请问您，在你的逆境、困难、痛苦当中去赞美神，容易不容易？
Let me ask you, brother and sister, is easy to praise Him when you are facing persecution, hardship?
有的人心里说，我还没有质疑他就不错了，是不是？
Some people say, I didn't doubt it.
我还没有去埋怨神就不错了。
I didn't complain to God, so that's good.
神啊，你有没有搞错呀？
You didn't say, God, did you make a mistake?
但是在圣经当中，我们看到有多少诗人、多少的先知、多少神的仆人，正是在最困难。危难的时候，在那里去赞美歌颂他的主。
In the Bible, we can see so many psalmists, so many writers of the book that they praise God even though they are in hardship, they are facing persecution.
而神的大能，也正是在人软弱当中赞美神的时候就彰显。
So God's power is manifested when people are in hardship but praising God.
刚才我们看到我们可爱的 Vacation Bible School 的孩子们。
So we saw all the lovely kids in the VBS.
在教会艰难的时候，在我们的德恩堂不容易的时候，请大家多多为我们德恩堂来祷告。
So when church the Durant Church is going through persecution, we pray that you pray for Durant Church.
啊，我们更显出神恩典的宝贵。
Then it actually show the precious grace from God.
Yeah.我们也看到我们两个堂真的是一家人啊，凯瑞堂弟兄姊妹一起来参与。
We can see that both church are one family, both church people involved in the VBS.
你知道为什么在人的困难当中，神要特别去彰显他的大能吗？
Do you know why in when people are in facing persecution, God want to show His power?
这个时候不可能是彰显说我自己的能力去做成的呀。
At that time, it's impossible to show people's.Your human's ability.
我们是发自内心的百分之一百的说哈利路亚归荣耀给主啊。
And we came from our heart, we praise God, we give glory to God.
所以你看神拣选的啊，就是打鱼的，就是税吏，就是那些的这个罪人。
So you see, God chose those people who are fishermen, those tax collectors, those sinners.
拣选软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧啊。
They, he chose the weak. Weaker ones to shame the stronger ones.
拣选那愚拙的， 叫那有智慧的羞愧。
So choose those less educated to shame those educated ones.
让我们都一起承认，我们真的是软弱的，我们真的是愚拙的。
So let us admit in front of God that we are weak and we are less educated.
第二点，我们人如何寻求呢？我们要赞美神，我们也要到神的面前去求告。
The second one, in addition to praise God, we also need to call on God.
啊，诗篇一百一十八篇第五到第九节。
Psalm 118, verse 5-9.
诗人说：“我在极难中求告耶和华，他就应允我，把我安置在宽阔之地。有耶和华帮助我，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎样呢？在那帮助我的人中有耶和华帮助我，所以我要看见那恨我的人遭报。投靠耶和华，强似依赖人；投靠耶和华，强似依赖王子。”这是所谓的那个 middle verse。
So I call on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust the Lord in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes.
求告神。
Call on God.
你非常具体的到神的面前，而且单单的指到神的面前说，主啊，你来帮助我。
So you come in front of God and say, God, you come and help me.
说到彼得呢，我们很多人都非常喜欢圣经里面彼得这个人物。
Talk about Peter. A lot of people like the person Peter, the apostle Peter.
他是主耶稣的大徒弟。
He's the first disciple, apostle of Jesus.
Of Jesus. Yeah. 那么他也是一个很快人快语的人。
He's a very
very fast. Fast to speak. Yeah. 那你知道这个主有一个故事啊，主耶稣在水面行走。
There's a story that God is walking on the surface of a water lake.
那一船的这个门徒。
There's a whole boat full of disciples.
彼得看到远远的走过来，哦，原来是主，不要害怕。
Peter said, Lord, Jesus is walking on the water and said, Don't be afraid, it's me.
然后这个彼得就说，说主啊，如果是你，让我走到你那里去。
Peter said, Lord, if it's you, let me walk to you.
主说你走过来吧。
Jesus said,Walk over to me.
然后彼得真的就从船里面出来，沿着水上就往耶稣走啊。
And Peter really get out of boat, step into the water, and walk to Jesus.
哎，大家注意，我们在说彼得小信之前呢。
Before we talk Peter of little faith.
哎，你不要忘记，至少他还有一点的 faith， 对不对？有一点的信心。
Don't forget, he still have some faith.
他是人类历史上除了主耶稣之外，唯一一个真正能在水面上走的人呢。
Peter is the only person in human history that, besides Jesus, that walk on the surface of the water.
那个武侠小说那个水上漂那不算啊，大家注意。
In Chinese story, some people has kung fu can walk on the water. That doesn't count.
那彼得走了两步，你看风浪很大，他就怎么样呢
？When Peter walked two steps and he see all the waves, what happened?
他开始害怕了。
He is afraid.
当他一害怕的时候
，When he was afraid,
啊，他一软弱就开始往下沉。
When he is weak, he started to dropping down to the water.
那虽然彼得从小他就是个打鱼的出身
，Even though Peter was a fisherman since he was born,
可是他的水性不是很好。
But he did not know water that well.
一往下沉，他就开始那个，主要就害怕了。
When he is falling down to the water, he is afraid. He call out, Lord.
但是彼得知道一点
，But Peter know one thing.
这个是我们一定要去学的。
This is the thing that we need to learn.
虽然彼得有很多的软弱，但是软弱也都彰显出来。
Even though Peter is very weak and he show all his weaknesses.
他知道在困难当中要做一个祷告。
He know that when he is in trouble, he need to say a prayer.
这个祷告也是整本圣经里面最短的一个祷告。
And this prayer is the shortest one in the whole Bible.
中文只有四个字，英文呢只有三个字。
There are four characters in Chinese. There are three words in English.
你知道这个祷告是什么？主啊，救我 ，Lord save me. 最短的一个祷告。
It's the shortest prayer.
这是我们每个人可以做的最短的祷告了。
Everybody can say this prayer.
你一定要喊出来是向谁祷告呢？主。
You have to say who you are praying to, which is the Lord.
你的祷告说你求神做什么事情是救。
You have to say what you want the Lord to do, which is save.
你求神救谁呢？救我，这三个字。
What you want the Lord to save, and that's me.
请大家一定记住。
I ask you to remember this prayer.
在你最无助的时候。
When you are helpless.
在你最绝望的时候。
When you are hopeless.
不要忘记这个祷告。
Don't forget this prayer.
主啊，救我。
God saves me.
主就垂听。
And God will listen.
伸出手来就把彼得拉上来。
And Jesus extend his hand and pull Peter out.
所以彼得这点是很宝贵的。
So this is very precious about Peter.
软弱我们大家都有。
Everybody has weakness.
力量我们都需要。
We all need a power.
但是你知道要去找谁要吗？
But do you know whom you should go and ask for it?
可是我们找的人不对呀。
If we ask the wrong person.
呀，我们很容易在极难当中，我们去找人不找神。
Very often when we are in need, we go ask people, but not God.
这种情况我见得太多太多了。
So many things like that.
Yeah, 我们在有病，中文叫乱投医，对不对？
When we sick, we ask all different kind of doctors.
不是说我们生病了不可以去看医生。
It's not saying that when we are sick, we should not go look for doctors.
我们相信医疗科技也是神所赐的。
We believe that medicine is a gift from God.
但我见过多少基督徒在癌症绝症当中的时候。
But I see so many Christians in their end stage cancer or other diseases.
去找这种所谓的另类医药，那种所谓的另类医药 alternative medicine.
So they seek alternative medicine.
那么一小瓶，他给我看，这么一小瓶$5,000，你敢相信吗
？They bought a small bottle of medicine is $5,000.
乖乖的去买。
They just go and bought it.
其实我们大家一看都知道那是骗人的呀。
When we see it, we know it's cheating.
还有许许多多这样的这种例子啊。
There are so many examples like that.
我们不找神，我们找各种所谓的医生、亲朋啊，一个王子去找那些官员有权有势的人。
We don't ask God, but we go to ask for relatives, ask for officials, ask for relatives.
我以前在纽约上州服侍的时候
，When I was in Upper State, New York,
我们教会旁边走路就能过去，是一个很大的医院。
Beside our church, there's a big hospital.
那当地大学有一个医学院，就是医学院的附属医院。
The university has a big school, and this is the hospital belong to that medical school.
那这个医院名字很有意思，叫 Strong， 强壮 ，Strong， 有力的。
The name of the hospital is Strong.
Strong Hospital. 啊、那这个 Strong Hospital， 我在那边19年的时间啊，我刚去的时候，他们对于这个传道人是有特别待遇的。
I was there for 19 years when I just went there. This Strong Hospital.Very treat the clergyman very well.
最近家里收拾东西，师母还找出来当年 Strong 给我的那个 ID.
When we were cleaning up our house, we found the badge that the Strong Hospital gave to me.
他这个停车场啊，一层你都不要到他那个停车楼里面去转，对，停车场一层地面上一排的 clergy parking.
So they have very close to the hospital, the first floor, there's a row of parking, especially reserved for the clergyman.
啊，那每一个这个传道人，你去，他当时给你照相，做一个 ID， 跟他们这个医院的大学的工作人员那个 ID 一模一样。
So every clergyman to the hospital, they will give you a badge that the same as the workers in the hospital.
你进去一滑，这个门就开了，
you,
你就进去了。
You slide it and you can go in.
啊，那这个我见过多少次啊？这个医生一知道是。这个牧师来要为这个病人祷告，都非常的客气。
I saw so many doctors when clergymen want to come and pray for the patient, and the doctors are so glad.
甚至有的时候，医生护士跟我们一起祷告，跟我们一起阿门。
Sometimes the doctors and the nurse will pray with us and say amen with us.
有一次，有一个医生亲口跟我说。
There's one time a doctor told me.
旁边那个妈妈就在那里哭啊。
There's the mother beside the patient is crying.
医生跟我说我们现在已经没有办法了。
The doctor says we don't have anything to offer now.
他说现在你有办法。
Only you have the power.
我说我又不是医生，我哪里有办法呢
？I'm not a doctor. What can I do?
这医生就指了指天。
And the doctor pointed to the heaven.
他说是神有办法。
Only God has power.
我们现在只能来祷告。
We can only pray now.
那世界上的人都知道。
Everybody in the world knows.
但是现在这个医学院这些年，这个医院对传道人待遇越来越差了。
But now the hospital doesn't treat clergymen that well.
现在你还有那个特殊的停车，跑到那个停车楼顶层上去，一直绕到顶层去。
Parking, but it's on the top floor of the parking garage.
好像这世界觉得我们不需要神了。
It feels like the world feels think we don't need God.
我们可以依赖人，我们可以去依赖王子。
We can rely on people. We can rely on princes.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们人的能力有限，这点是永远不会改变的。
The brother and sister, human power are limited. Will not be changed.
今天我们看到这个世界上所有这些的发展。
We see all the development of this world.
前一段我们有讲人工智能，是吧 ？ChatGPT.
We talk about AI a few days ago.
所有这个发展只不过就是从1100磅增加到1105磅而已啊。
This development is from 1100 pounds to 1200 pounds.
在1105磅以外的全都是未知的，全都是人能力不能够触及的。
After the 1100 pounds is everything beyond our ability to touch.
我们依赖人。
We rely on God.
我们依赖王子。
We rely on princes.
人能力有限。
Human being power is limited.
即使人有点能力的时候，往往人的方法不对。
Even though sometimes people have strength, but the method is wrong.
是神不喜悦的方法。
It's not a way that pleasing to God.
是包含罪恶的方法。
It is a sinful way.
要达成目的。
We just want to achieve the goal.
而很多时候，人要达成目的，往往是要求速成。
We want to achieve the goal. Very often, we want instant gratification.
我要什么，你立刻给我做到。
I want this. You do it right away.
还有一点，我们需要人的能力，最终是荣耀人自己。
And human strength usually glorify human.
而我们人去求力量这件事情本身
，When we ask for God,
也值得
strength，
也值得我们好好去反思。
And we need to think about it.
反思我们到底为什么要去求力量
？So we need to think about why do we want to ask for strength？
在世界上，人求力量往往是求力量去胜过我周遭的环境和我面对的这个挑战艰难。
We ask for strength. Usually, we ask for strength to overcome the circumstances, the hardships that around us.
但是我们基督徒寻求力量，我们寻求力量更多的是胜过我自己的软弱。
But for Christians, when we ask for strength, is to overcome our own weaknesses.
胜过自己里面的不足。
To overcome all the inadequate in our hearts.
不是单单是神让你过来帮我来对付这个事情。
It's not God come over and help me deal with this thing.
神说我的力量首先来对付你。
God will say my strength is come first to deal with you.
我们人到神的面前来求告神。
We come and call on God.
我们表明一件事情。
We are showing something.
我们不单相信神的能力。
But we not only believe in God's power.
我们也相信神的智慧。
We also believe in God's wisdom.
人要速成，立刻就成。
People want to instant gratification.
神说我有这个能力。
God said I have this ability.
但是 it's not right moment.
但是不是现在？
我要经过你所遇到的这些艰难。
You have to go through all this hardship.
让你学到功课。
Let you learn lessons.
来熬炼你这个人。
So mold you this person.
来塑造你这个人。
So shape your.
你愿意吗
？Would you be willing?
第三点，我们如何寻求？
The third one to seek God is to we believe in God.
诗篇118篇13到20节。
Psalm 118, 13 to 20.
这里比较长，我们不多都读了。
We're not going to read the whole thing.
但这里呢，请大家注意看。
We ask you to look at.
我们在这里有几个地方把它这个 highlight 高光了。
There are some highlighted phrase here.
义人的帐篷。
The tents of the righteous.
给我敞开义门。
Gates of righteous.
这是耶和华的门，义人要进去。
Gate of the Lord, the righteous.
你信靠不信靠神
？Do you believe in God?
这个义人这个词啊 ，righteous.
The righteous person.
这个英文直接看就是对的意思，对吧
？It's right,
right. 对的。你跟神的关系对不对
？Is your relationship with God in the right position?
跟神关系对的人是叫义人。
If you have a right relationship with God, then you are righteous.
这个和我们一般所理解的就是好人，所谓好人是义人，是有点差别的。
This is different from what we usually understand a good person.
一个跟神关系对的人。
A person with right relationship with God
是一个完全信靠神的人。
Is a person who believed in God totally.
所以我们叫因信称义。
That's why we say, righteous by faith.
啊，原来啊，我和师母服侍的教会，我们教会里面有一位老师母。
The church that myself and my wife served in. There's an old pastor's wife.
我以前和弟兄姊妹分享过这位老师母的故事。
I shared with you guys before.
那她年轻的时候呢，她胆子很小。
When she was young, she was very timid.
她很害怕进医院。
She was afraid to go into the hospital.
她说她很怕疼。
She's very afraid of pain.
那时候她年轻人连医院的门口都不敢经过，虽然她是一个服侍神的人。
When she was young, she didn't want to go bypass the hospital door.
那到她晚年的时候，她做见证。
Later years, she gave a testimony.
她说神就对付我，让我学这个功课。
God, let me learn lessons for this.
她说身体里面多次的有这个癌症。
Many times I have cancer.
那每次要做大手术。
Every time I need a big surgery.
那全身的麻醉。
It's whole body anesthesia.
那每一次都是靠主来胜过。
And every time I overcome because of God.
没有别的，只能够就学这个信心的功课。
There's no other way. The only way is to learn the lesson with faith.
最后神真的很恩待这位老师母。
And God blessed this pastor's wife.
90多岁高龄才回天家。
She passed away and went to heaven when she was 90 something.
我们信靠神，要通过我们所经历的，神来炼净我们。
We believe in God. We need to go through all the things that God sent us to purify us.
让我们在神面前做一个对的人。
So that we can be a right person in front of God.
对的人才能够进对的门，叫义门。
So we are right with God, then we go through the righteous.
那你要记住，在这个过程当中，这里有一句经文叫做“耶和华的右手施展大能”。
But you need to remember, during this process, there's a verse says the right hand of God shows power.
神怎么还分左手右手呢
？Why does a right hand and right left hand of God?
这是一种拟人的修辞。
It's
allegory.
God is a person.
就是用人的右手啊，一般是比较强壮的嘛，比较有力的。
So the right hand of people are usually stronger.
所以用耶和华的右手象征神的能力。
So the right hand is showing God's power.
他的右手要搀扶我们，他的右手要显出他的作为来。
His right hand is going to help us. His right hand is showing his deeds.
最终我们要进神的门。
And eventually we are going to God's gates.
这是我要达成的目的。
This is the purpose of God.
我们到神的面前，我们常常说：“神，我要力量，我要力量。”
We very often come to God and say, "God, I want power. I want the power."
神说：“我要得着那向我寻求力量的人。”
God said, "I want to win over those people who ask power from me."
这是耶和华的门，义人要进去。
This is the gates of the Lord, and the righteous person has to go through it.
最后一点，我们如何寻求神的能力
？If we seek power from God，
我们不但要赞美神、求告神
，Not only we praise God, we believe in God。
我们信靠神，我们还要认识神。
We still need to know God。
诗篇118篇21-29节。
Psalm 118:21-29。
这边是中文，底下这边有英文。好，我们先回来到中文部分。那在这节当中呢？这一段当中有一句话，匠人所砌的石头已成了房角的头块石头。
There's one verse saying the stone that the builder rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
我知道时间您比较有限，我们就着重来讲这一节的经文。
So we'll emphasize on this verse.
前面因为他说了，耶和华应允我，已成了我的拯救。
In the beginning, it says God has answered my prayer, become my salvation.
然后就出现这个第22节，大家看这个 verse 22.
And in verse 22.
那这个22节呢，在旧约当中，诗篇118篇出现，到新约里面又出现了。
So this verse show up in verse in chapter Psalm chapter 118, and then it showed again in Acts chapter 4.
在旧约当中，如果人还不明白，对神还不完全认识的话，到新约里面都彰显出来，让我们能够更深的来认识神他的所事。
So if people don't understand it in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, people can come and understand what God wants them to know.
我们在看下一节之前，我来考考大家，弟兄姊妹，这个匠人所弃的石头到底指的是谁
？So I want to test you. What's the stone that the builder rejected?
是耶稣基督啊
！It is Jesus Christ.
啊，刚才我们说到彼得，对吧？第三章这个美门一好生来瘸腿的人。
So we talk about Peter, Acts chapter 3, the gate of beauty that Peter saw the lame person.
然后这法利赛人大祭司一看就不干了。
And the Pharisees and the priests, when they see it, they don't like it.
然后他们就把这个彼得叫过来。
They ask Peter to come.
不许奉这个人名传道。
Forbid you from preaching Jesus Christ.
那彼得就回答他们在使徒行传第四章。
So Peter asked them, it's in Acts 4.
站在你们面前的这人得痊愈。
The person that in front of you that got healed.
是因你们所钉十字架，神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
It is because the one you put on the cross, Jesus Christ.
就是大家注意啊，他是你们匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头块石头。
This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone.
除他以外别无拯救，因为天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other names under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
耶稣基督是被世人所弃绝的。
Jesus Christ is rejected by human.
直到今天仍然是被个世界所弃绝。
Until today, is still rejected by this world.
当人说了 God 还 OK， 一提到耶稣基督嗤之以鼻。
Sometimes people you can say God, but when you say Jesus Christ, they don't like it.
就是一个没有学问的人。
Even people do not were not educated.
生来是木匠的人。
For those carpenters.
是被死的时候是被挂在十字架上钉死的人。
Hang on a cross and to die.
但你知道吗？他是让我们唯一可以靠着得救的名。
He, Jesus, is the only one we can be saved by His name.
他是我们的房角，是 cornerstone.
He's the cornerstone for us.
我们一切都是建基于耶稣基督。
Everything is depend on Jesus Christ.
你认识耶稣吗
？Do you know Jesus Christ?
你跟他有生命的关系吗
？Do you have a personal relationship with Him?
我们今天一切的能力，我们的福分，
Today,
我们的恩典
，all the strengths, our blessings, all the mercy from Him.
都是来自耶稣基督。
It all came from Jesus Christ.
我们的救主，我们的王。
He's our Savior. He's our King.
若你真的认识耶稣
，If you really know Jesus Christ，
你知道他太宝贵了。
You know He is very precious.
我们是很软弱。
We are very weak.
耶稣基督跟我们这些软弱的人来认同。
Jesus Christ is accept our weaknesses.
但是他没有犯罪。
But He is did not sin.
让我们今天能够胜过罪恶，胜过死亡，胜过黑暗。
So today we can overcome evil. We can overcome death.
让我们在里面彰显耶稣基督生命的大能。
So we can show the world the power of Jesus Christ that is in us.
你是不是常常觉得自己很软弱
？Do you feel weak all the time?
为什么我们常常很无力
？Why do we feel helpless all the time.
我们力量的来源是在哪里
？Where is our strength come from?
我们寻求力量的目的是什么
？What's the purpose that we ask for strength?
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的主耶稣
，Dear Jesus Christ，
怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
我们是一群有罪、有限、也有死的人。
We are a people of sin, of limit, and death.
我们在你面前没有任何可以夸口的地方。
There's nothing we can be boasting in front of you.
要夸，只能夸我们自己的软弱。
The only thing we can boast is our weaknesses.
主要求主您伸在您儿女中间。
We pray, Lord, we pray that you will have mercy among your children.
彰显你生命的大能。
Show as your power.
来改变我们，来塑造我们。
Changes and mold us.
让我们更像主。
So that we can be more like you.
求主得着那到你面前来寻求能力的人。
We pray that you will win over those people who would come and seek you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.